So today is the first day in our new series based on the Book of Psalms called Lyrics for Life. You guys all have the book, right? And if you don't have one, you can talk to us and we'll hook you up with a copy or something. You can take a look at it. And what we're going to be looking at is just a collection of psalms. And the word psalms just means basically song, right? So these are basically the songs of God written down. If you read the introductory material, this is written like 2,500 years ago over a span of 1,000 years. These are songs that that God gave His people to not only just listen and enjoy, but these are songs that really are, you know, encouragements. They have wisdom in it, and there's they have information. There's, also good music. Of course, we know based on if you read the Bible and look in the Book of Psalms, there's no music notes in it because those were lost over the years. But what's left, where does all this encouragement, this knowledge, this wisdom comes from? It comes from the words in the Book of Psalms, the lyrics for life, hence the title, right? And if you guys were listening to Nathan speak on Sunday, this past Sunday, that's exactly what he spoke on, right? He spoke on, let's talk about music. What kind of music is good and bad? He said, look at this. Look at the lyrics, right? We have so much music out there that talks about, sex, drugs, and all these things. He went down the whole laundry list and says, hey, look, all these things, the lyrics, they invade our lives, they invade our soul, because, you listen to it over and over and over again. And, I kind of believe that the lyrics is something important, that something brings you, that even though, you guys don't, you might not notice it, you get exposed to, all these songs all the time, and believe it or not, you pick up these things. Those of you guys who know me, right, that sometimes I hear a song, and then hey, I recognize the title, or I recognize, how that tune goes, right, probably from, watching commercials, or it's on a TV show in the background, or something like that. And that, even though I just hear it a couple times, I can recognize that, right? That's the way this music infiltrates our life, right? And you're saying, yes, we know that, there's a lot of songs that have swear words in there, and we know, those aren't too good or whatever, right? But even the ones that are somewhat innocuous, they still project this kind of non-Christian, non-godly worldview. So also, you guys know me. That sometimes, I like to listen to sometimes the moldy oldies, right? There's really old songs, right? And you say, Norman, what's wrong with these old songs, right? They don't have swear words and they don't talk about drugs and stuff, right? But still, I would say, those songs aren't that great either because they project their own worldview. Whether it be something they say something all you need is love, right? Love makes the world go around or something. It's not, all you need is God, or God makes the world go around. And so, that's why God gave us these psalms for His encouragement to all of us, that we can be filled with lyrics of His words and His guidance, and not just whatever the world has to say in music. And we also know that, these lyrics contained in these psalms have all this information. And we also have today something good too. We have our hymnals, right? Which are with all our hymns that also contain these same words of encouragement. These words sometimes come from Scripture, right? And if you look, let's see. This is the part where I wish I had better notes on. Let's look at hymn number 209. Hopefully this has what I'm looking for. Look at hymn 209. What do you see in the upper left-hand corner? It says Psalms 89:1. So why is that? Because this song, it says, I will sing of the mercies. This song is basically quoting from that psalm in the Bible. I will sing of the mercies of the Lord forever. I will sing, I will sing. All right. And so, because we have this opened up right now, I guess we will sing this very short song. I will sing of the mercies. Okay? So, we will sing this. one time through, and we'll just sing out this psalm. This is what God wants from singing His Word. All right, so let's sing this. Here we go. One, two, ready, sing. I will sing of the mercies of the Lord forever. I will sing. I will sing. I will sing of the mercies of the Lord forever. I will sing of the mercies of the Lord. With my mouth will I make known Thy faithfulness, Thy faithfulness. With my mouth will I make known Thy faithfulness to all generations. I will sing of the mercies of the Lord forever. I will sing. I will sing. I will sing of the mercies of the Lord forever. I will sing of the mercies of the Lord. All right. So that's just one example of, you know, these hymns that are based on psalms. And if you look at hymn number 442, you see another one, right? You look in the upper left-hand corner, psalm form, it says it's from Psalm 98, right? The song, Joy to the World. But, you know, that's the stuff I noticed when I was looking at this book. But I asked a question in our weekly email, so it's time for you guys to chime in with your thing. I asked you guys, well, what's a hymn that you guys like? And why do you like a certain hymn? So we all know that we all have our favorite, you know, a lot of people have their own favorite, like, worldly song or classical song or country song or whatever. What about hymn, Christian song? What is a song that one of you guys out there likes? And why do you like it? So that's the question I pose to the audience. Anyone have a reply? Did anyone actually think about these questions I asked, right?
I will sing of the mercy of the Lord.
That's a good choice, yeah. And why do you like that song?
Because it sounds good.
All right. Yeah, yeah. Anyone else have anything to volunteer? No one thought about it during the week. Like, yeah, you know, I always like it when I sing X song on Sunday.
I thought about it, but I don't think there's a favorite.
Well, there doesn't have to be a favorite, just one you like. The question wasn't a favorite, it's just one you like.
Higher Ground?
Higher Ground. So, what is something you like about Higher Ground? What?
A lot of people like it, right?
I don't know. Do you have a reason? It's just like, oh, I just like it.
Because,
well, let's look at it.
What? Because it says, Lord, plant my feet on higher ground.
So let's look at 344 then. 344. So this is what we're looking at. Looking at the lyrics here, right? So a lot of times, you sing the song, and then you just sing the song, right? But then every once in a while, Melvin has to go tell everybody, hey, this is a song where you have to look at the lyrics. You know, and pay attention to what it says. Well, you know, for most of these songs, I would say, for most of them, you should be looking at the lyrics and see what they say. They always have a great message. So, yeah, this one is talking about, oh, Lord, lift me up and let me stand, right, by faith on heaven's table land. So it's like, you know, a great prayer for God to, you know, lift you higher, make you up to something, you know, something better, a goal for all of us. So, In honor of this selection that someone was brave enough to volunteer, why don't we sing this hymn and think about it while we sing, like, hey, don't we want to be on higher ground? Okay, so let's sing the first, second, last, and then, you know, sing this hymn. All right, here we go. One, two, ready, sing. I'm pressing on the upward way, new heights I'm gaining every day. Still praying as I'm onward bound, Lord, plant my feet on higher ground. Lord, lift me up and let me stand by faith on heaven's table land. A higher plane than I have found, Lord, plant my feet on higher ground. My heart has no desire to stay When doubts arise and fears dismay, though some may dwell where these abound, my prayer, my aim is higher ground. Lord, lift me up and let me stand by faith on heaven's tableland, a higher plane than I have found. Lord, plant my feet on higher ground. I want to scale the utmost high and catch a gleam of glory bright. But still I pray till have I found. Lord, lead me on to higher ground. Lord, lift me up and let me stand by faith on heaven's tableland, a higher plane than I have found. Lord, plant my feet on higher ground. All right. Well, does anyone else have any more hymns to share? If no one doesn't, then we could move on. But, you know, I give people a chance to say what they want to say. Anyone have anything else to say?
Hymn 114.
Hymn 114. Okay, so what is hymn 114? Let's see. So, what do you like about hymn 114?
I think the words in it is very applicable in that I think Jesus does lead us. At least I like to know that Jesus leads me in everything that I do. And I like how in the fourth line, for I know whatever befall me, because it really doesn't matter, because we know that Jesus is going to do everything well.
All right. So we will sing 114. And, you know, as you sing it, think about Jesus leading you all the way. And, you know, often I tell the middle school, right? You know, we sing the song, we sing these words, you know. If you believe that Jesus, your Savior, is leading you, then you should be singing loudly and praising God, right? Then again, if you don't care, then you don't have to sing, right? All right, so let's sing All the Way My Savior Leads Me. Three stanzas. Here we go. One, two, ready, sing. All the way my Savior leads me, what have I to ask beside? Can I doubt His tender mercy, who through life has been my guide? Heavenly peace, divinest comfort, here by faith in Him to dwell. For I know whate'er befall me, Jesus doeth all things well. For I know whate'er befall me, Jesus doeth all things well. All the way my Savior leads me, cheers each winding path I tread, gives me grace for every trial, feeds me with the living bread. Though my weary steps may falter, and my soul athirst may be, gushing from the rock before me, lo, a spring of joy I see. Gushing from the rock before me, lo, a spring of joy I see. All the way my Savior leads me, oh, the fullness of His love. Perfect rest to me is promised in my Father's house above. When my spirit clothed immortal wings its flight to realms of day, this my song through endless ages, Jesus led me all the way. This my song through endless ages, Jesus led me all the way. All right. So the point of this exercise that we went through here to look at, you know, some of the songs people like and the reasons why they like them is because we really wanted to look at the lyrics, right? To say, hey, what does this song say? And, you know, why? What makes this, you know, a song worth listening to? And, you know, thank the people for sharing about the songs that they liked and, you know, about the words about them. So that's the kind of thing we're going to do right now, only instead of the song from the hymn book, now we're going to study the song from the Bible, the Psalms, Psalm 1. So this is what we're going to look at right now, to see what is in there and what we can learn from God's Word. So at this point, we're going to start doing our first activity of the night. All right, so we looked at Psalm 1 in your group. It talks about, if you read the Lyrics for Life book, it talks about, you know, the way to happiness, basically, right? And so we studied that as the first question. And just to review, Psalm 1, blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. And, basically, it's that, who is blessed the ones that did not follow the ungodly. Right? If you read the book during the week, it talks about the choice of the three words, walking, standing, and sitting, as three kind of levels of how far into something you are, right? When you're just walking by, it's like, you do this ungodly thing like once in a while, right? When you're standing there, it's like, now you're like kind of participating in this sinful thing. It's not just, you just did it by accident or just did it one time. And then, of course, they use the term like sitting, as if you're entrenched in something, entrenched in sin. And so, by using the words like not, by using the negative here, God's telling us that, hey, who is blessed? The people that can avoid those things, right? Who can avoid any one of those levels of getting sucked into sin. Instead, how do we get delight? Verse 2, delight is in the law of the Lord. It's in God's Word. And what is it supposed to do with God's Word? Verse 2 says, meditate day and night. So you think about meditating. Meditating is not just, I read one verse and I throw my Bible down and that's the end of today, right, for reading, right? It's that you actually, take some time to reflect on God's Word, to think about it, to see how this can apply in your life. Because how else can you, not walk in the counsel of ungodly unless you know the godly ways, which is written in here. So that's why God asks us to meditate on His Word. And if we meditate, verse 3, what does it say? It says, we'll be like a tree that brings forth His fruit, right? So by meditating His Word, knowing His Word, by avoiding the ungodly ways, that's the way that we as Christians bring forth fruit. And we know there's lots of ways Christians bring forth fruit. One of the big examples here we have at church is to bring forth fruit in terms of being able to tell others about God and sharing with others, more planting those seeds of the gospel, but also just bringing forth fruit in terms of just making your life a better testimony for one another, that, hey, as you continue to do this, your life becomes more fruitful. On the flip side, we study the question, what about the ungodly, right? The ungodly, it says in this psalm, it says they're like the chaff meaning the part of the wheat that you don't eat, right? The part that gets thrown away. They get driven away, right? They are the ones, like it says in verse 6, that perish. And we know that the ungodly, the unsaved, the people that don't live by this book, those are the people that in the end, ultimately, God has condemned for eternal punishment. And so we see that, obviously, that following the ungodly way is not the preferred way, is not God's preferred way. Rather, we seek the godly way, which is recorded in this book, the Bible. And so that's a summary of these lyrics for life here, right? These lyrics that God has given us in His first psalm that kind of lays out this, important concept. I'm sure you guys, after talking to each other about the unhappy things in your life, would like to hopefully follow along this path and get to, a more happy time. So that's basically the quick nickel tour of this psalm. Hope you guys enjoyed studying this one. We're going to tour on to Psalm 8 next time.